You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Every time it comes to that part, you can do it. That's me. And I feel like singing along, but I never do. Yeah, I probably should. That would be different, but then life would change too much. I don't know. It's all about a lot of things today, actually. And our guest today is about a lot of things. He's a champion of environmental responsibility, social respect. He's a modern day Renaissance man, action oriented, thoughtful, and colorful. And colorful for a reason, kind of like a colorful rebel with a cause, instead of without a cause. No, he's actually a lot of causes. And he works in the arts, music, sustainability, sports, activism, marketing, and event production. As a matter of fact, he's been involved in, making the most of every moment, which is his mantra, and doing that for as many people forever. I guess he started off in catering in his uncle's business just as a kid, and so he's always been around parties and helping people have fun, and now he's grown up and watching it happen, and he's saying, hey, there are some ways to have fun, and there are some maybe not so smart ways, and so he's part of this group called EMA, Electronic Music Alliance, which is uniting the electronic dance community and also kind of getting everybody around issues such as health, safety, greening, and giving back. It's actually really cool. We're going to talk about a lot of things, but I think we're going to focus on his work there at the EMA, because that sounds like something that's really necessary in this day and age, and it's a great time to do it. So we're, in his words, we're going to put a dent here in the universe in a good way all together here on Life Changes with Filippo. I want to remind you that if you go to lifechangesnetwork.com, you can hear the show live. Actually, you wouldn't know that if you weren't listening. But if you go to thejointstudios.com, you can watch the show live. And that you might not know, because that's kind of new. So enjoy that. And hi, everybody. And we'll see you just in a minute here with our guest, Graham Penniman, and our co-host, Mark LeJour, when we come back here live from the Joint Studios in Burbank, California.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
It is, actually. So Life Changes with Filippo, Life Changes with Filippo and Friends. And today, well, my friend and co-host Mark Leisure is here sitting by my side. And we've got a friend of Mark's, actually, and I hope soon to be a new friend of mine, our guest today, Graham Penniman. And I'll tell you what, let me start off with this, because this is big for me. Talking to our guest today, I heard the brilliance in what he's, a message he's trying to convey through this group that he's a part of, and what he seems to be really about in so many ways, the EMA, the Electronic Music Alliance, of which he is program director. What came to mind is a theory I've been working on that I didn't think I was ready to talk about, but here we are, so I'm going to talk about it. So there is a marketing campaign by a very big soda manufacturer that markets to the youth, and the campaign is Live for Now. And I thought about that, and I thought, wow, that's kind of cool, isn't it? They're kind of supporting the live for now philosophy. But then I thought, well, is it really live for now? Let me see. Eckhart Tolle says living in the now. And then I thought about, wait a minute, what's the difference between living in the now and living for the now? And this is what I came up with. And I thought, you know, if you're a big soda manufacturer and you just want kids to just consume a lot of product and just act as if there's no tomorrow, that's living for the now. Living for the now means that yesterday didn't exist and doesn't really matter, even if it did, and tomorrow might not happen, or doesn't matter if it does, as long as you're enjoying today. That's living for the now, which also means you can abuse yourself, abuse other people, abuse the planet. It doesn't matter, because nothing really exists. It's all for now. Living in the now includes yesterday and tomorrow. It includes past lives and future lives. Everything is now. It's more expansive than I could even imagine. But it is saying something much more profound, and it's a way of living that's much more inclusive of everything that we're about as a person, everything that everybody else is about. So living in the now, it includes there was a yesterday, there's going to be a tomorrow. That doesn't mean we can't have fun right now. Of course we can have fun, but being conscious of what we are doing today. And this is what I was reminded of, I'll make the connection later, because Graham was saying, in a sense, you know, we can party, but let's not ruin our hearing for the rest of our lives kind of thing. Or let's not, you know, end up killing ourselves today and, you know, partying too hard or whatever. We might even be able to achieve higher heights without the way people have been partying in the past. So
that's part of what, you know, why I wanted Graham on the show and why this discussion is so important, because there's so many facets and so many different perspectives on this. But just in that same spirit, you know, I think you are taking that example and jumping a little bit too far in your addition of little words like in and the, when you talk about that soda campaign, because in live
the living
for
now.
And
now. Yeah.
Ironically, if you drink enough soda, you won't live later. So that little word "the now" is really big, and it also kind of gives us full circle back to what inspired the conversation.
Absolutely, yeah, that's right. If you live for now, you might not live. That's right. Interesting, and or if you drink that soda,
you're only going to live for now.
Yeah, which but, is I'm glad we didn't mention that soda at least for now.
For now,
but we might mention it in the now at some point. But so with that, we have our guest, who I may want to comment on that. He's the Electronic Music Alliance Program Director and a Renaissance man of a new age, I would say. Non-traditional, inspirational, mappetational. This is what we... And here we have Graham Penniman. Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us here in the now.
Absolutely. I mean, I really want to, I think, add on a little bit. And I agree that, you know, that we can kind of get nitpicky over for and in, but that there is something that is very different about living in this moment rather than for it. Because it seems like, you know, when we're living for something, we are there's like an entitlement or there's something you know,
it's living outside of us,
right? It's, you know, we're doing things maybe for reasons that are not, you know, as beneficial to us and to others. Mm. And if we are living in the moment, then we are more present and considering how our actions have a greater long-term impact.
Mm. Well, you're anticipating as well, right? If you're living for something, you're anticipating, so it's almost putting that in the future.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Desiring, right, as opposed to living in, being grateful for that, whatever that moment is, rather than waiting for
well, and
moment
there's,
you're seeking.
Yeah, exactly. And there goes to, you know, my philosophy, make the most of every moment.
Yeah.
And it's really being very present and trying to, you know, expand, you know, and find the abundance in everything rather than, I guess, having this expectation of what it could be.
Okay, so you were 1 year old and you like, wow, make the most of every moment, or did it happen later?
It happened later. You know, I grew up. I was, you know, rebellious and kind of just all over when I was younger. I mean, I've always been very driven, but and very, you know, much a part of activism and events since I was even before I was working with the catering company. So, you know, it's always been a part of my who I am, but I really have, in the recent couple of years, been able to really define it in a more positive way so that I can remind myself and keep myself on that path, because it is a practice, not just something that I've learned.
So you also have a knack of bringing people together just 'cause and then for a cause. Mm-hmm. Now. Oh, you've taken the knack of just bringing people together just 'cause and turned it into for a cause.
That's a great way of putting it. Yes.
You like that, huh?
I do. I do.
You could use it.
Yeah, okay. It's like, you know, another friend of mine calls it partying with a purpose.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to unite people around something bigger, but also doing it in a fun way so that, you know, they really enjoy the process of expanding and opening up themselves to new ideas that can sometimes be difficult to understand or even consider because we don't want to.
You know, I'm liking this conversation. I'm liking getting to know you, and I feel a sense of trust here. And I didn't expect to go here in this conversation, but you know, at one point you and I were talking about raising the vibration through music, right? When we come back, when we raise that vibration, we're able to help people in that state, right? Think more expansively, right? That state has been used against people, especially the youth, right? With some things that have been interjected in music or even just the lyrics in some songs. So I feel this sense of trust thinking that if I were to come to one of your events and you're going to play music, that I'm going to feel safe in knowing that the music that you're going to play once I get into that state is going to be music that's going to put positive messages into my head, at least. And can when we come back, can you talk to a little bit about that, of how maybe people can safeguard themselves from music and, you know, how they can find music that they can trust, maybe. I mean, I didn't think we were going to talk about this, but all of a sudden it strikes me as something really important.
Sure. Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Is it part of something that the EMA is about?
Well, it's certainly, yes, because we have a Play It Forward campaign where we would like to, have DJs and producers put out music that is more positive, inspirational, and has, when a message that can be beneficial versus just, flat and kind of based on nothing.
I knew you were the guy to talk about that. Okay, perfect. We'll talk about that when we come back. And again, you can be watching all that's happening here in the studio at the Joint Studios Live if you go to thejointstudios.com. We'll be back with our guest and our co-host Mark Legere and me right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Charles Giuliani, and you're listening to Butt Kickin' BBS Radio.
This is Life Changes with Filippo, and we're back here with our guest, Graham Penniman, and I'm sitting here with our co-host, Mark Legere, and we're having a discussion here about actually something that I thought was really important to bring up, and that's music. Music can be very powerful, and here we are talking about raising the vibration and getting people to party, and sometimes that music ends up being negative messaging once people are out there partying. So, Scott, Graham, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, there are events out there that do a great job of curating music that is more positive and inspirational. Also, it doesn't even have to be necessarily inspirational. It just should be less, fake and, focusing on very baseline kind of motivating factors, and that, we've got this great beat and this great dance, and it can even, play into binaural beats and, these sounds that really lift us up.
Yeah.
And when there is a message in there that is telling us to love one another, to care more about the earth, to do little things within our lives, to be more action-oriented and to lead by example, then people will start to repeat that in their head. When you get that song stuck in your head, it just loops over and over again. Imagine if that was something that really had this very positive motivating factor versus something that isn't.
Not only imagining that it is, but, we're now finally connecting the dots with the power of manifestation and music and harmonics and how this used to be used, still is, but what was used on a grand scale and accepted by the native tribes, the aboriginals, the African tribes, and now getting to a place where the quantum physics and all the ancient, Sanskrit and Kabbalah science validated what that was about. So what you're saying, when you get into the trance beats, and there's so much more that's happening at a subconscious level than people have realized or have allowed themselves to realize because they're writing it off as party music. And sure. So I think infusing that messaging is so important.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad this is coming up because I remember going to an Indian powwow, I think it was called, and out in New Mexico or somewhere. And I've been to a couple of them, but my very first one, I remember like being in a trance-like state. Unfortunately, I couldn't understand what they were saying because it was in an Indian. And I thought, if I could only understand, I'm sure I was picking up the good vibrations, but or unless they were saying death to the white man, I don't know. No, I'm kidding. But I thought, you know, if they were saying something positive, at least it felt like that. I just wish I could understand it. So here we have the opportunity. And so you are, as program director, you curate bands that hopefully have more positive messages.
So as program director, not curating with EMA, the curation would come when doing the event production. I also work with sustainable event management. But we with the Electronic Music Alliance have a campaign called Play It Forward, and we have an annual commitment that either DJs, agents, managers, and industry personnel can all commit to that says that they will give back in some way, and that could be as simple as retweeting that Electronic Music Alliance has an e-waste drive, I could be writing a song that has a better message, or I could be playing an entire show to raise money for some cause. So in that campaign is where we would do that.
Nice. So what other campaigns are there? Mark mentioned greening. What do we mean by that?
With greening, so sustainable event management essentially is affecting the operations of a festival or party to reduce the impact. To increase the impact of the education by, including strategies that are not too, intrusive. And then also we have actually right now currently a Green Rider program. So we can offer services to help events reduce their impact, or we've got this that is a suggestion for DJs and artists to use in order to inspire the venues that they go to do little things with their catering or the hospitality, the hotel that they're staying in, all these little things they ask for, and hopefully the venue or the promoter responds.
I think it's brilliant because on the one hand, some of these festivals, I love the idea that they're getting together to promote a lot of good causes and also to talk about environmentalism and all of that stuff. And then, you go to the festival and there are plastic bottles everywhere and then there's trash everywhere and in the past. And so you all coming along saying, okay, well, we did that and we weren't thinking or we didn't know or it was what it was, but we're here now and we're thinking about it. And we're saying, how about considering this, right?
Like getting rid of the disposable plastic bottles and instead offering water refill stations and selling a one-time use bottle that the audience can refill all through the weekend, being one example.
And there's unlearning and relearning that has to happen at the same time, right? We're used to going to concerts, and these festivals are promoting a more, involved, interactive experience.
Oh, for sure.
It's different than going, watching, buying whatever it was you bought, leaving the trash behind.
Which is really neat because what happens generally when you're one person, and I've seen this happen firsthand several times, one person feels like that decision to recycle the bottle is a very small, has a very little impact. But when they realize that all of a sudden they're there with 80,000 people, and when that trash is diverted from the landfill, they just, combined our efforts diverted for, what was it, 4 million tons or something like that, from Bonnaroo, or something crazy, it's a huge number. Then all of a sudden it all comes together and they realize that, no, they are a much greater community, that all of our actions combined have massive impact. And they go home and continue to participate.
And what I like not only about this discussion, but also about, like, say, for example, somebody comes to a festival where you all have done what you do, and they become conscious about this. They'd say, well, then they'll go to a concert maybe, and they'll say, well, I'll keep my bottle, and, you know, or they should have a refilling station here or whatever. Or there might be another group maybe that you all inspire or you all grow into where it's not just about electronic music, but it's about other kinds of events as well, concerts, whatever, football games.
Yes, yes.
So thank you for...
There's a lot of opportunity. I even, when I moved out here, you know, my focus has always been on live events. And I didn't realize the huge opportunity that existed by affecting the film industry, how much waste comes out of there. And if there's a way to, get into greening films, then I'm open to figuring out how to do that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, actually.
I mean, when they throw away $100,000 sets, they just throw it away. And there's a lot of wood that could go to Habitat for Humanity and a lot of, you know, materials that have a lot of life still.
Right. Well, so many things. I'm thinking restaurants. I'm thinking stores. And you know, there are beautiful people out there like yourself that have thought about this but haven't known how to go about it. And hopefully what you all are doing here with these festivals can inspire, because technically that's part of what the festivals do as well.
Yes. And so... We're really trying. Our biggest endeavor is to inspire and create opportunities for others to continue to participate rather than, trying to control and direct. We just want to open up that door and then provide tools and resources. So coming out soon on our website, we're revamping the site. And we'll have on there some simple suggestions and things that people can do that are very easy to accomplish to reduce their events impact.
I like it. That website is ema-global.org, right?
That's it.
And you can learn more about our guest, Graham, there, of course, and you can also learn about the founders and what they're doing. They've got several programs. We've talked about just a couple here, but there are several more. Actually, when we come back, can we talk about I Love My Ears?
You know it.
Yeah, okay. I think it's ingenious, and it seems like common sense, but this is the thing. What you're also doing is you're affecting a lot of youth, because a lot of the younger generations go through and to some of these festivals, right? And even the older people that are more youthful that are out there, they're probably influencers out there in the world or their community, right? So you're by affecting the festival and the people that go, they then go out and affect their community. As a matter of fact, it's part of your mission. It's like go out and do something positive for the community, right?
Yes.
State how you guys actually say that, because I liked that.
With EMA?
Yeah.
How do we state that? I mean, the play it forward?
Well, you know, like...
Uniting. I mean, we are trying to unite the community and, you know, inspire them again, you know, to be proactive and to offer solutions and pathways to do this and go back and, you know, share these ideas and concepts that they've gotten with their friends and family and work and other little places.
Yeah, and what I was thinking, you know, at one point, cigarette smoking might not have been cool, but as soon as the movies made it cool, then all of a sudden it became cool. Well, and other things, of course, but so you know, drinking out of a sustainable bottle at one point was not cool, and people would laugh at the person who carried that around. Well, In a sense, what I see you all doing is like this: going to a festival. That's a really cool thing, right? Your friends go and all that stuff. And if they start doing some of these sustainable things, are you finding that people are thinking it's more cool to be more sustainable?
Absolutely, people are certainly. And you know, there's this new mentality that is beginning to spread because people are starting to really understand why it matters.
Well, that feels good. Thank you. That feels good. All right. So you can learn more by going to ema-global.org, ema-global.org, and just check out their programs. And they're starting a community. It's not up yet, but you can join and you know, become a part of all of this, especially if you're an electronic music fan. So we're going to be talking to our guest, Graham Penniman, right after this, And I'll be here with our co-host, Mark Leisure, waiting for you when you come back here on Life Changes with Filippo, live from the Joint Studios in Burbank.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
And we're back. And this time I'm going to say our guest name, Graham Penniman. Mark Leisure and I are sitting here having a great conversation and actually in the middle of the commercials there, all four of us, because we're with our producer, Dorothy Donahue, we all pulled out our sustainable bottles filled with water. and we drank. We toasted and we drank. And we were cool. We still are. And speaking of cool, let's talk about two things that sometimes people think is really cool. One is blasting music into their ears, and the other is drugs. So let's start with my ears. I love my ears.
I love my ears is something we've recently started up. We actually have a lady we call Jay. She's our mannequin or our womanquin. And she's set up to be able to tell us how high we're listening to our music to or at. And so you come up with your iPod and you say, this is how loud I usually listen to it. And you stick it in her ears and she says, you're listening to it at 110 decibels and you're going to destroy your ears.
That's loud, yeah.
It's pretty loud. So we advocate that, you know, you keep your music down just a little bit. 90 decibels will preserve your ears for years. And so we want you to be able to hear the music forever.
Wow. And where do we find this lady womanikin?
When we are present
at festivals,
at events, at our table, yeah, we'll have that present.
If somebody was smart, they would make the volume controls actually read out in decibels as opposed to random numbers.
Oh, wow. That would be
smart. Anyone listening?
That's smart. I'm listening.
Anyone that runs a device company particularly.
I like that. So, see, ideas, meeting of the minds.
Pop up all the time.
Exactly. So, just before we get into talking about drugs, name a few festivals where we might find you guys.
Well, we are still kind of in the new formation process. There's a good chance we'll be up at the Decibel Fest, which will be in Seattle. And we've been at smaller events so far. And also Denmark Studios, we do events there on occasion. And so, again, we're in kind of the new formation. We're definitely a young organization and really getting our feet wet still.
Wow. Well, happy to support your growth here and look forward to having you back and you telling us more of what's going out there on the festival scene and how we can help impact each other and help each other.
And that will be, you know, right now we're really putting together some proposals to give to some of the largest promoters in the country. So 2014 will be in a lot of places. And so we hope to see you around all across the country.
Yeah, we hope to see you around all across the country. Absolutely. So now, as part of our last conversation here together for today, let's talk about drugs. So many drugs are used in so many festivals and raves and dances, and people think that that's what you're supposed to do. And frankly, we were all having a discussion where sometimes people can reach higher states without them, right?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, it is actually a misconception that, you know, drugs are so prevalent out there and that there are more people that are choosing not to alter their state of consciousness, you know, using illegal chemicals. And the... You know, what we're really trying to advocate for is the harm reduction side. So trying to encourage people to try going out and enjoying the party without it. And people, they don't need it. They know that and they're responding. And as, you know, the thing we were talking about is that desire for connection. Mm. And people, when they are newer, they don't, you know, maybe they lack something that helps them, you know, achieve that connection right away. So it's an easy way to get there. But transformational festivals certainly encourage health and wellness and clear-headedness. And it's a part of a sustainable event management plan to offer those programs so that people can connect in other ways.
Yeah. Gosh, that's awesome. And people are responding.
Absolutely. You know, people... The Do Labs event just recently, Lightning in a Bottle, is filled with amazing speakers doing Skillshare and offering up just, again, stuff that really, you know, practices that bring people together, gong meditation. Mm. Even though we're all meditating in a circle, that you reach this just space together that is quite powerful.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a bit of a tug of war, you see, at least from what I saw out there, is where there's still people that are stuck in those loops or that are relating a certain way, don't quite know how to get around it. And then there are all of these other people that have clearly moved on or wanting to embrace those classes and experience a lot more and living more authentically. But it's also interesting because we're in such a dysfunctional cultural society outside of those festivals. So what is an illegal chemical versus what is, you know, being sold to them on TV all day long by, you know, the Western or the medical or the pharmaceutical industry or whomever. Mm. So they're coming into these things as high as a kite from legal drugs and then trying to gain some sort of connection and experience. Mm. So I think the discussion is a lot deeper for those that really want to throw the first stone at this. Not really looking at the whole picture. But I think that's also why it's so important that this music can actually shift people away from that behavior that may actually be more detrimental in their everyday lives than it is in the, you know, the 2 days that they're spending on the grass.
The music can and the community can.
Yeah, exactly.
and the awareness, like what you're all bringing, can. And again, they can bring it out into their communities.
Yes, people want to connect and they're going to find a way to connect. And if it is not easy for them to connect, they're going to find the simplest, you know, system to do that. So we hope that, you know, that we can find a much more positive way.
And so you personally, you've had some interesting successes, like some major things while you were at the university and all that stuff, and interesting things that are out there, like something that you were able to garner from one of the universities, a dance floor what does it do?
So while I was at the University of Central Florida, down in Orlando, I decided to throw a music festival and using this greening system to do it all by. The university got behind it and threw some pretty good money to it, so we have big professional production and headliners, and so it got recognized as the largest event of its kind, multidimensional, I guess, cause-oriented, because we were really hitting waste, water, excuse me, transportation, food, and so in the third year of this event happening, we got a giant, not a giant, it was a good size, piezoelectric dance floor, and as people danced on it, it generated energy, and in the 4 hours that the party, that the event was going, we generated enough power to fully charge 250 cell phones. It was only a 10 by 10 foot floor, so it really wasn't big at all, but the university bought it, and now they're the first school in the world, probably, definitely the country, to own one of these floors. So custom made for us. And,
The reason I wanted to bring that up is because I find it interesting, but also because, you know, talking about great minds getting together and sharing ideas. I mean, like, I could see this at weddings and parties and all that. I mean, the floor could light up and it could be a fun thing and everybody could plug their phones into it. I don't know, but it's like there are some fun things we can have with sustainability.
It's like, I mean, you can power the party.
Power the party.
Yeah, you see a lot more of that with the bikes, right? The green bikes, and there's a number of different ways to convey combining both health and activity into motion, which, you know, returns energy.
And what a way to get people dancing! Like if it were powering the music, like if people stop dancing and the music,
party's done. Right? Exactly. Yeah. Lights get down.
Come on, people, get on the dance floor.
It is. It's fun.
Well, that goes back to the DJ. Then you got to have good talent out there to keep people moving.
But doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Power the DJ. Any other ideas like that that you could share with our audience? Because I'm thinking this is doing, because I didn't know too much about this. I said that to you when we first chatted. You know, I'm like, I don't know too much about this scene. And then the more you related it to me from this perspective, right? The more I got excited about it. And I'm like, so when's the next party, right? So any other ideas you could share with us? Because it gets people thinking.
Well, you know, any other ideas? I think that one thing I do want to mention is that one other campaign we have is an electronic waste collection system.
Oh.
So we're going to be in the upcoming months doing an e-waste collection around L.A. So we'll, you know, sign up on the website for the newsletter, and we will send you information when that comes up. We're also going to be going to major music festivals and holding e-waste events there. So that's one.
Explain what that is. Like what I know it is, but sure. What's e-waste?
It's electronic waste. So all of the electronic devices cannot be thrown away into the landfill.
Are not supposed to be.
Right.
Right.
They leach harmful chemicals back into the earth and into the groundwater, and we need to recycle them properly. So a lot of times, I know people are pretty good about it, not throwing them away, but they pile up around the house. So just take that little pile and come drop them off to us.
Wow. That's awesome.
And then at the events, we'll create incentives and reward, you know, for people to do that. Yeah. But the other things, you know, I think it's important to get really creative, that sustainability is, you know, a very interconnected system that isn't just... you know, people confuse sustain, which means to just continue, and sustainable, which means to really consider the next generations and look at things, waste, water, energy, transportation, food, community, love. You know, these are all very important aspects in this next age that we're really moving into as the consciousness really expands. And there's so many opportunities for new innovation and new design and new philosophy and paradigms that we haven't even begun to even consider. So here's your chance to be, you know, the next big thing, because you came up with something that can help everyone, and it's a win-win for everyone.
I'm inspired.
Here,
indeed. Actually, that program, I just have to mention, if you go to ema-global.org, that one about the electronics, the e-waste, is that Green Wave?
Green Wave. And Green Wave is actually there's another one of our organizations. And Green Wave is kind of working on several other little aspects. But yes, that would be under Green Wave, yes.
Okay. Wow, you guys got a lot going on. I'm looking at the website right now, and it's just, there's so much, and you're still in beta.
And so the new website's actually going to be set up kind of like a community. So there'll be an opportunity for people to connect and start sharing ideas and ride shares to events and much more. So that will be released in the coming weeks. So check it out now and come back again.
You know, you're reminding me, Graham, of I don't watch TV. And sometimes when I'm out of town performing, I'll turn on the hotel room TV. But one day I was watching whatever channel it was, and there was some celebrity, and we followed her throughout the whole show shopping until she had 50 bags of stuff from Rodeo Drive. And people were taking pictures, and that was the coolest thing. And, of course, everybody would want to be that celebrity so they could do that. And I thought, maybe someday we'll be following somebody around doing some really productive things with their life other than them shopping for. And I'm not putting it down, and I'm not sure who it was. It just, it is what it is, or was what it was. And maybe, like Mark said, you know, maybe some people are still stuck in there, or maybe that's where they need to be. Who knows? But I'm more interested in what's going on right here.
Well, it's exciting that the new consumers are really starting to vote with their dollar. And that is the biggest opportunity we have to be able to create the, you know, the incentive for the manufacturers to create the products and to source things responsibly and to supply chain it all the best way possible. If we demand it, if we spend our money and put it where, you know, where we want to see the future grow versus what we consider for the short term needs that we have, then we'll see some big changes in these coming decades.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I like clothes and I like stuff, but if the stuff were made sustainably and if the clothes were made, you know, sustainably, so much the better.
So with the events, you know, marketing those businesses, those companies that are doing things is one other little part of the sustainable event management, and really supporting the companies that are doing it right and not accepting the money from the ones that aren't.
Well, you guys got a big job ahead of you, and I'm glad you're tackling it. EMA-global.org. Go, you can learn more about them, be a part of the community, and stop by and see them when you're at a festival and say hello and join and support.
Please.
Okay. Well, with that, Graham, it's been a pleasure. And stick around so we can chat afterwards. But we're going to head into a producer's wrap here with Mark Legere and I as soon as we come back here live from the joint studios in Burbank. It's Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic. And The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen. And the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes
thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back. What a great conversation we've been having here with our guest, Graham Penniman, and the program director at EMA, Electronic Music Alliance. And like I said before, this applies all over, not just in electronic music, but I'm glad that we've started there. He's started there. They've started there.
All of it applies all over. Sustainability discussion, the it's a lifestyle. But the music and frequency discussion is a whole other, you know, animal itself. And then, you know, all the tangents of the recycling and the greening, the electronic waste. And, I mean, there's so much. We covered a lot today.
You know, when kids are kids, they don't think about certain things. And they're just playing around or whatever. They do what they do. And parents, you know, sometimes say, don't do that. Shut off the light. Do this or that. And I remember my father saying about America, because he came from an older country, Italy. And he would say about America, America, America's going to grow up someday. America's going to learn. America's just a kid. And now I understand what he means, because some of what we're talking about here today seems like as adults we would think about this stuff. And other countries, some countries, think about this stuff. It's like, what's taken us so long? It doesn't matter how long it's taken us. We're here now.
Well, we put the energy into big business. You know, we grew up fast in business, and that's where the programming for the kids comes from, right? So you put you put the kids in front of the commercials all day long, and all they do is want, ask, buy, you know, consume. And what are they going to do? They either, you know, grow out of the toy and going to toss it to the side, or you know, get done with the soda can, and that goes in the trash. And it's a cycle that's been created by American consumerism, and you know, people are finally waking up and starting to step away from that a bit. And the more mainstream televisions that go off, the less commercials. I've been stunned since I reduced I turned off my cable, and we still have it, but almost never use it down in the other house. And my son doesn't ask for whatever he saw in the commercials.
Really?
So the amount of need that
that's
wants
awesome.
Toys and things like that, but of course he always wanted the newest whatever. Do we got a guy
whatever
I
was
saw
on TV?
That on TV.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
And it just that goes away because he doesn't have that programming in his eyes and ears.
Wow. That's
so, it's
awesome.
So powerful. We don't realize how difficult we're making life on the parents and then on our system, our society, by continuing to you know, play the game that way.
You know, during the holidays, I visited somebody and they had a little Christmas tree up, and on it were all these ornaments, and some were made of wood and some were all scratched up and some were, and the lady that had put the tree together lovingly was describing each ornament. This my father made. This my mother bought me when I was just a kid. This was my very first ornament. This was that. And I was thinking, even me in my consciousness, when I used to put up a tree years ago, I wanted all new ornaments. I wanted all, it had to be pretty, it had to be this, it had to be that. And maybe it was pretty, maybe it was meaningless. And maybe that's why I don't put one up anymore. But hers, I looked at her tree and I thought, wow, people actually used to buy something and keep it around, and it collected energy or it collected memories. And then they shared it with their families. And me, I just had a pretty ornament that I actually then threw away because I wanted another pretty ornament.
Yeah, interesting.
And hence the toys and all of that. Now, what that has to do with music, I don't know, but
not much. Unless it was like a music box that you threw away for a new one. But yeah, the music, I mean, is such a big part of it. And I'm glad we got to cover that today because, you know, people, we seem to not look at music as it is in terms of how it affects us versus it being reactionary. And so often we put music on because we feel a certain way rather than putting music on to help us feel a certain way.
You know, it's interesting that we talk about music, and I've been having a conversation with a friend of mine. I might have even brought it up on the show before. He keeps talking about, well, Filippo, you're just an entertainer, and he's an artist. He creates his own songs. Well, I write songs too. But when I perform, more often than not, I'm performing somebody else's songs. And he says, well, you're just an entertainer. You're just entertaining. And I thought, you know, I finally came to the point where I just let him say what he says. But when I'm up there doing what I do, there's such a connection I have with the audience, and I'm making them smile, and I'm making them laugh, and I'm making them feel good or remember something. I don't think I'm just entertaining. I'm glad I'm entertaining, but I know that I'm doing so much more, and that's an art in itself. And so, fuck him.
There you have it.
No, that wasn't my point. It felt good. No, but so... Okay.
So we thrive on authenticity and life changes.
So the music, like we were talking about with Graham earlier, how it's important when people are sitting there watching you and you're putting them in a state. It's like I feel a sense of responsibility to leave them better than when they came to the show.
Yeah, that's what makes you different than a lot of people. And that's what makes the show different. There is a sense of responsibility in terms of what we're conveying, both knowledge and feeling and impact. And I know that's where Graham's coming from in terms of the events and the tour that he's working on and what EMA is about. He's really taking this impactful experience and moving it into a positive or continuing the positive influence that it has.
Ripple effect.
Ripple.
There you go.
Ripple, ripple, ripple. That's better than the wanna. I wanna.
Walk. That's Fozzie Bear.
Right. And with that, what?
That's what I was going to say. All right, next.
And with that, this has been great. I encourage you to go check out, look at me. Oh, yeah, we are on camera. I encourage you to go check out EMA-global.org. I thank our guest, Graham Penniman, for being with us from the EMA, Electronic Music Alliance. And I also thank Mark for bringing him on and just, you know, suggesting, hey, this is a conversation we haven't had. And Graham's a really good guy. Didn't take much convincing once we got to know him, and here we are. So with that, we hope that you've been inspired too, as much as we have. Our pleasure. And so we invite you to go to lifechangesnetwork.com and check out the archives. Share the show with your friends. Share the website and the conversation that we're having with your friends on Facebook and on Twitter, and connect with us. We love hearing from you. With that, I want to remind you that we are Life Changes Network, and along with Mark Leisure and Dorothy Donahue, I am Filippo, reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.